Right now, the fans here, 12,404 of them, just sitting until this final wildness will take place, because in this series of six games before tonight, three had gone overtime. One of the Portland series went overtime. One out of the three games of the Los Angeles series went overtime. And as I say, anybody writing a script that read like this would be greeted by the comment, purely ridiculous.
Bill McFarland and Guile Fielder were over talking to Lloyd Gilmore. Fielder still has a very unhappy countenance, which he has worn for the last period or so.
Yeah, and that's not good, because he, when he gets mad, he's dangerous, more so than normal. All right, let's set the scene. At center ice, the Seals will be shooting for the goal to our left. The blue-clad Seattle Totems will be shooting for the goal to our right. The first team to score will be the victor. It could be sudden, very, very sudden. You won't need me to tell who wins it. All right, here we go. Seattle takes the face-off on their own possession, shooting for the goal to our right. The puck comes right across the line, kicked across the neutral zone. Back in the red line it goes. McCoskey cross-winged. Danny Belisle. Danny Belisle on the blue line. Takes a whistling shot. No good. Follows up. Tries to get that puck in there. Can't do it. And Don Ward slides all the way back to the crease with a puck frozen between his legs and makes another one of the numerous saves that he's done countless numbers of times in this playoff series. Jack Fisk of the Chronicle reminded me that the playoff record for overtimes is 7, set by New Westminster against Victoria a few years back. And so far in this playoff series, we have had 4. All right, face off, 25 feet upper left-hand side in front of the Seattle goal. Back it goes to McNabb. Shot on goal by Mantha, rather. Mantha missed the mark. He went off the corner, frozen against the netting by Al Miller, and it's a face-off in front of the right-hand side of the Seattle goal. 20 seconds into the sudden death overtime. The team that scores is the team that wins everything. Orlon Kurtenbach against Gary Leonard. The tenseness you can feel. Shot on goal, almost in on the faceoff. Orlon Kurtenbach's faceoff almost went in. It went right under the legs of Al Miller, who at the last second put his gloved hand on the puck just before it crossed the crease. Faceoff, back in the point, it goes Picard. Picard, shot on goal, no good. Danny Belisle tries to pick it up, kicked out of the way. Seattle scrambling for it. And they finally come up with it. The Seattle Totems fighting for the puck. They lose it back in their own zone. Offside is called.
Offside.
37 seconds on the clock. Face-off outside the Seattle blue line. New line change coming on. Larry McNabb and Camille Bedard. Len Haley, Ray Sear, Al Nicholson. As Kurtenbach, Belisle, and McCoskey sit down. And they may have sat down and come off the ice for the last time this year. And they know it. All right. Guile Fielder is in there with Powers and Barlow, the big line. Sear takes the faceoff. Nicholson pounds it into the attacking zone. It's flicked back up to the neutral zone by Larry McNabb. Up and over the players' bench of the Seattle Totems, three rows back, and somebody comes up with a souvenir. 43 seconds into sudden death overtime. Willie Papp just inside the red line for the Seattle side of the rink. San Francisco shooting for the goal to our left. Seattle the goal to our right. The faceoff picked off by Fielder to Barlow. Back to Fielder. Inside the blue line he goes. Back in the red line to Barlow. The right side to Jimmy Powers. Powers with a puck in the near corner. Shot on goal by Powers. Stick save by McLeod. Back it goes. Kicked off the side. Near corner right. Shot on goal. Another kick save by McLeod. Up with the puck is Fielder. Back in the far point to Kosaski. Another shot on goal. Glove save by Jimmy McLeod. Three shots in a row. Three saves by McLeod. Nicholson to the blue line. Nicholson skating hard to the red line. Nicholson to the blue line. Across the attacking zone has the puck taken away. Guile Fielder now. Not doing much checking. Is waiting for the offense. And here he comes. Has the puck knocked out of his grasp momentarily. Far corner right it goes. Puck right in front of the goal. Near point, clear shot, slap shot. Deflected off the side by Camille Bedard. Behind the San Francisco goal. Len Haley clears from the near side. Haley up the near side of the rink he comes. Haley the red line. Haley loses the puck. Nicholson picks it up. Nicholson goes across the blue line to Sear. Sear takes a shot on the ice. It goes in the near corner left. Picked up by San Francisco. San Francisco fighting for the puck with Ray Sear trying to come along and Len Haley. They can't get it. It goes back to the red line. Back in the far side, it goes in front of the San Francisco goal. Camille Bedard with that puck up the near side. 2 minutes and 1 second. That's when it was scored last night. in the sudden death overtime. Now it's 2 minutes and 5 seconds. Seattle with the puck, losing it to San Francisco's Tom Thurlby to Ed Panagiotko. 3-on-2, Panagiotko, a quick shot by Panny, missed the right-hand corner. Far corner right, Duke Edmondson. Edmondson falls down on the slick surface of the ice. The puck is frozen up against the boards. The linesman falls down. McFarland picks up the puck. Up the right end, he comes the blue, the red, the blue. He's going around between them. He's all the way in. He shoots. And the puck is behind the San Francisco goal. Picked out of there. And sent up ice by Mo Mantha. Icing will be called against San Francisco as it goes down the other end of the rink. 2 hour left.
That was the most dangerous threat yet in the overtime to end it all as McFarland swooped down ice and nearly rode in from the right side. But he was forced just out where his shot went behind the net rather than into the corner where Jimmy McLeod waited crouching. Here's Panagiotko now.
Haseloff in front of the goal. Seattle, San Francisco sending it back to the red line. Back in the Seattle zone where Don Sinclair and Don Ward, the two big defensemen, take over. Tom Thurlby hounding Ward, trying to forecheck it away as Ward, but he can't do it. Ward's got to the blue, the red line, the blue line. The big fella comes all the way in the line, tries to set that pass up, and it's stolen by Mo Mantha. Mantha on the blue line to Ed Panagiotko. The red line, the blue line for Panagiotko. Quick shot on goal, glove save by Al Miller. Into the boards they go. Orlon Kurtenbeck driving in for it by the Duke Edmondson. Edmondson to Thurlby, and they lose it to Seattle. Back they come up the rink. Seattle's Bobby Sabourin off the side, shot on goal, kick save, hook kicked away at the last second. A great save by Jimmy McLeod. Mo Mantha clears behind his own net near corner right. Up the side he comes to Panagiotko. Panagiotko cross rink pass to Nicholson, to Edmondson. Edmondson fakes, sets backhand shot by Edmondson, missed the corner as he tried to get it in there. Near point to Picard. Picard bounds behind the Seattle goal. Back up to Edmondson on the far point. Kept in play by Mantha. Mantha tries a whistler up the chest protector of the defense of Don Sinclair. Stolen by Nick Mokoski. Mokoski back in the blue line. Mokoski steals the puck. Offside is called. This is KFRC, AM and FM, RKO General in San Francisco. Line change, Bill.
Well, here we are at 3:49 in the sudden death overtime, and both teams still alive at 3-3. The line coming on, Orlon Kurtenbach for San Francisco. And incidentally, Big George Connick playing right wing now for Seattle. He wears a plug of chewing tobacco as big as Nellie Fox.
All right, ready to play Seattle with that puck in their own zone. Up the blue line it comes, stolen by Orlon Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach goes across that blue line, drives over after the puck. Far corner left it goes. After it is Danny Belisle, kept in play by Larry McNabb. McNabb setting it up. Belisle with the puck in the far side left. Belisle still with the puck to Kurtenbach. Shot on goal by Kurtenbach. Shot on goal!
The goal that means the
official, Eddie Panagiotko. The Seals are the champions of the Western Hockey League and possessors of the Lester Patrick Cup.
While we make the presentation.
The presentations will be made now, but there are about 100 fans on the ice congratulating the Seals. There goes Bud Poile up on the shoulders of Larry McNabb and Camille Bedard.
Have your
Lester Patrick Cup.
Here to make the presentation of the Lester Patrick Trophy Cup is the president of the Western Hockey League, Mr. Al Leader.
They still remember that McNabb fine, I think,
yeah,
Roy.
Great, they do.
All right. Some of the fencing has been broken down. The players are skating off. Jimmy McLeod being hugged and given kisses by everybody, men and women and children alike. Chairs are out on the ice all over. The cameraman from all everywhere. Orlan Kurtenbach, and fitting it should be that he should come in with the final goal. Just listen to Al Leader if we can pick him up.
Oh, you can't.
Gapco. This is Eddie Pentagapco.
We still have the same ice limit when we're facing Los Angeles. And on that evening, we represented the California Trophy, emblematic of champions of California. And on that evening, I said that the greatest tribute we could pay in fans this evening would be to bring you the championship of the Western Hockey League, which we did.
Speechmaker is Eddie Panagadko, Roy.
Yes, you are. And now the players are skating off the ice and listen to the applause for the last time in this season. If only I had a rubber microphone cord that I could stretch to that dressing room where the champagne is going to fill that Lester Patrick Cup and everybody will take a drink, including yours truly. And then we're going to try to come back here in about 10 minutes and record tomorrow's show with an interview with Ed Panagemko.
Starting at 1 p.m., we'll have a San Francisco Seals victory parade.
Now, this is the announcement, Roy, about the victory parade tomorrow that Buddy Lewis and I talked about between the second and third periods, but we disclosed no details at the time. For fans' information, the victory parade will commence at 1 o'clock at the Ferry Building. We'll go up California Street to Montgomery, over Montgomery to Market, up Market to the Civic Center for an official civic reception for the Western Hockey League champions, the San Francisco Seals, who in the fourth overtime of a seven-game final playoff series with Seattle won in sudden death, 4-3 at 4 minutes and 9 seconds, on a 25-footer by Orlan Kurtenbach.
As I tried to say before, Bill, with all the cheering going on, it's appropriate, and as it should be, that Orlan Kurtenbach, who has been the backbone of this club from the beginning, as he had a slow start and then finally carried them through the season, came through with a score to score the important goal, assisted by Larry McNabb, who was a bulwark of defense in the playoff series, all the way through the playoff series, and insisted in return by Danny Belisle, who was a clutch goal-getter in three other playoff games. It wrapped up to a sensational playoff victory for the Western Hockey League champions, the Lester Patrick Cup holders, who will have their name emblazoned on that silver emblem, along with such other teams as Edmonton, Victoria, New Westminster, Seattle, and Portland. And I think it'll be a very, very imposing name and a very, very imposing place to rest that little piece of trophy is right here in the great city of San Francisco. Bill, I'm going to turn it over to you now. I'll go up to the dressing room, try to get those fellas for recordings for tomorrow's show.
All right, Roy, and that'll be at 7:05 on your Sports Story Show on KFRC. And great job of calling the action tonight, Roy Story.